Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I think it's fair to say that South Africa's township economy is becoming increasingly dynamic, and there is a growing preference for local brands and an increasing reliance on digital platforms for discovery. And there's a new report out that highlights shifting consumer priorities in townships and also the lessons for businesses aiming to win their trust. I'm in conversation now with Mongezi Mtati, who's senior brand strategist at the Roger Wilco Consultancy. And I want to talk about how township consumers are reshaping the brand landscape and the importance of trust and the growing role of social and digital platforms in key purchasing decisions. So, Mongezi, a very warm welcome to you. And what then is driving the rise of local brands in township economies? Is there a single reason, I wonder?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. I think the biggest reason that people are citing is being understood by these brands. So your neighbor or somebody who lives in your neighborhood kind of understands you more than a brand a lot of the time does. And with, to your point, the access to digital media, digital platforms and social media, brands have an opportunity to understand people and as a result feel as though they are local in their approach and messaging to the consumer.
On the one hand, that's good to hear, but on the other hand, it's also an indictment against brands themselves in the past, who often have been guilty of not understanding that core demographic and have not worked hard enough in doing so.
Absolutely. And this has always been the case. However, what we are finding is that 27% of our respondents are saying they discover brands on social media. And of course, there's TV, which is also one of those platforms. But social media is a key platform. And anecdotally, when I'm in an upmarket part of town, I'm targeted by brands. But when I'm in the township or just sitting and relaxing in the township in a space where I can look at brands and shop, they suddenly don't target me when I'm outside of their, call it, comfort zone. So definitely an indictment on brands, but also an opportunity for them as well.
So if word of mouth in that respect is important via social media, do brands simply need to get out the way and let the conversation happen organically?
It's a bit of that and a bit of our planning and strategy. And the organic word, while the organic word of mouth happens, if a brand is listening, responds and interacts and engages organically, that certainly increases brand recall and engagement. But on the other side, a strategy that enables the brand to be in touch, to your point, with the consumer is one that would be critical for them. Because at our launch yesterday, one of our panelists pointed out that we talk about the township market as though townships are homogenous, but no two townships are the same out of the 500 odd townships that we constantly talk about. So if you're targeting people in Tembisa, for example, have a bit of a concerted effort to understand the consumer in Tembisa.
So how would a consumer in Tembisa differ from a consumer, say, in Katlehong?
I think some of the differences, while I can't point to specific ones, but the biggest sort of differences would be that because communities set themselves up in certain ways, it's in understanding how one community differs from another in terms of how you then communicate with them about a bag of rice or maize meal or whatever it is that you're trying to sell. But one of the biggest trends and one of the biggest things that has been on the rise across all townships is, of course, this idea of hyper-localization within the township, not just local, because we saw in 2022, for instance, that the rise of local fashion brands was one of those things that had been accelerated. But now the hyper-local, my neighbor kind of hyper-local, is one of those things. So understand, I suppose, how the spaza shop or the shop owner in that local environment as an influencer within the environment who then gets in touch with 100,000 other customers is easier for brands than understanding the many people within the township.
So that's the one side of it. It's having the behavioral insight, but also I'm assuming it's about delicate tone of messaging.
It is absolutely that. And for the longest time, people in township communities have felt as though while brands try to interact and engage in a way that almost panders to the consumer, a lot of it is out of the lack of understanding. And I think we come back to this understanding time and time again. But that understanding you can certainly get from good listening, from interaction, and from engagement. Because, I mean, our biggest theme this year is that the township is everywhere. So people from the township are in boardrooms. People from the township are everywhere. They are not just in the township. But by and large, brands don't listen to the person who's in that boardroom within that context. And it's time they did.
So we're talking about hyper-localization and the rise of local brands. So where does this leave larger mainstream brands in competing with the local players?
I think it is to the point you were making earlier about being delicate with your messaging, understanding the consumer. And while you are not, you're obviously not very local, feeling as though you're local. And brands have been doing this. I mean, global brands have been getting into countries and feeling as though they are local within that culture. So it's pretty much a similar thing, but now in a slightly micro kind of way of hyper-localizing. So while you're big, you can feel local because I'm in Katlehong and I feel like you understand my circumstances and my lived conditions here where I am.
I understand the entire authenticity debate and the importance of hyper-localization, but when all is said and done, is it not really just about price?
Price sensitivity is definitely a thing. I mean, 59% of respondents, of course, tell us that price sensitivity is a thing. But what they are also saying alongside price sensitivity is that a brand that understands them can win them over. So while the dropping your prices may not be sustainable, what is sustainable is constantly being there for the customer. And one of the ways to be there for the customer, to show that you're there for the customer, we asked this year if people believe brand commitments, for example, and promises are kept, and they feel as though they aren't. So while price sensitivity is one thing, there are all these other areas where there are shortfalls on the brand side, where even if a price is high, because of that loyalty, people will pay the higher price because you understand them, because you're active in the community, and because you feel as though while you're not a neighbor, you understand them almost as well as their neighbor does.
Thank you very much for the insight. That's Mongezi Mthathi, Senior Brand Strategist at the Roger Wilco Consultancy.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.